For every child who needs a medication administered at school, along with the medication administration form, we must also have the individual care plan filled out by the doctor. And this is because the individual care plan has the medical diagnosis, it has contact information of the child's primary care provider and specialist, signs and symptoms to be aware of and what to look out for, side effects, instructions on how to administer the medication, instructions on how often to give the medication, and emergency response plans. Just like the medication administration form, care plans need to be signed by the physician, parent, and health staff. Care plans are stored to be in the emergency binder, the medication backpack, and the child's file. Care plans should also have an effective date and an expiration date listed at the top of the form. And just a reminder, the individual care instructions are your guidance for providing medications and medical care to a child in our center. So with that, Evelina is going to go ahead and continue with incidental medical services.